Okay, Jerry, you said you had another idea for Christmas giving, and here we are only about 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks
away.
That's
right. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty,
so
to speak.
As they used to say.
Before we get on that, I want to tell you, you know, people think I make all this stuff up. A lady called me the other day and asked me if pine cones were edible.
Well, parts of them are certain seasons,
no,
I think.
No, we're talking about pine cones. This one, you know, now, are people, do they not know we got fast food places all over this town?
You must have been
hungry. They can eat at a real reasonable cost. I mean, I thought Yule Gibbons said, God, this must be Yule Gibbons' daughter here. I mean, he died of stomach cancer. You know, he was out there grazing around, and it finally got him. And this, of course, I gave her my same old deal about, is it edible? You know, we're getting our poinsettias edible. If you can chew them, they're edible. Look up edible. Look up the word edible. Like people say, can you freeze it? Yeah, you put it in the refrigerator. It'll freeze hard as a brick. All right. Anyway, don't be calling me with dumb questions. All right. We've got, speaking of dumb situations, if you hadn't gotten a bunch of Christmas gifts yet, you're in some serious trouble. And as usual, I'm willing to help you folks out.
Oh, yeah. Always running out helping people.
And now this, you know, this is no... people say, why do you come up with these names? You know, do you get a kickback on all this? No, I don't get a kickback on this.
Out there getting rich.
I'm talking about places that I know that you can go and get some relief quick. And by relief, I'm talking about relief in the Christmas department. And if you fouled around and, you know, waited here up to the 14th, you know, what, 11 days to Christmas, oh, my goodness. The best Christmas gift, and I'm talking about you're going to come out smelling like a rose by waiting this late. See, I can... What is it? Let's see. Some people can take it. Anyway.
Silk purse out of a sow's
ear. That's it.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah.
Silk purse out of a sow's ear. Versta's out there, Versta Farm, have got Christmas baskets. I've got Christmas baskets for sale. You can get, and these are fresh vegetables, heavily laden with tomatoes, because that's what we got lots of.
Yeah.
Even though they were supposed to have frozen back in October
you
people predicted it.
When Parsons predicted it.
No, y'all predicted a long time before I did. Y'all were saying it was going to freeze October the 1st.
Well, we're out of Versta.
Anyway, here it is December. But anyway, they've got a half a bushel of vegetables. I'm talking about fresh, farm-fresh, farm-grown, $13. If you big enough boy to tote a bushel, if you really love your mama and can tote a bushel of those things, which weighs over 50 pounds, don't be sending your mama out to get these because they're heavy. $18. That's the best buy.
That's a good buy.
I said, now that, son, that's $18 for a bushel and $13 for a half a bushel, which is one half of an entire bushel.
That's right.
See, I try to explain it. It's hard to explain that to Belgium. You know, they don't quite get it.
Well, old Henry's thinking
now,
about getting that other big deal.
13 for a half. Now, if you double that, which is what you said, it ought to be 26, Henry. 26. Maybe drop back to 25. No, it's 18.
He's being nice. He feels like Santa Claus.
Lord have mercy. All right, a mix of, you know, he's the kind of guy selling pumpkins for a quarter, three for 75 cents. Lord have mercy. All right. Also, they got fruit and vegetables in a basket for $20 and a half a bushel for $15. So you can call them at 622-3423. The Versta's out there, and they'll tell you how to get there. And if you can do any good with them, may God have mercy on your soul.
You bet. Jerry, thank you very much. Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. Be back again next Monday.